Over recent years, we've seen a huge decline on the state of our roads right across all rural communities west of the Ban, but in particular in my constituency of West Tyrone. And for instance, 2 years ago, the level of maintenance was at 87%. Then it has dropped now in 2000, and the last year, the last record to about 62%. So there's a significant decline in relation to the level of maintenance that has been carried out on these roads. And let's remember that West Tyrone is a constituency that has no railway network. It has very limited capacity in terms of roads infrastructure, and that the A5 and A6 is not yet delivered, and we await in anticipation for that investment to come, very necessary. But we have to remember about the rural roads, and a lot of people in my constituency live in roads that are not being maintained and haven't been for some time. And I've actually visited areas where the potholes are almost like craters. And, you know, that's completely unacceptable in this day and age, particularly when people are paying rates and the high level of vehicle tax for their cars. So it not only brings a difficulty in relation to the damage to cars, but particularly around the level of accidents that's happening on our roads, and more importantly, the deaths that are occurring. And the figures in relation to deaths on our roads are startling, and it all comes down to the reality that the roads are not being maintained to a large extent. Not entirely, but to the extent that has something to do with it.
You're also saying that there were over 600 claims against the Department of Regional Development for damage caused to vehicles because of poor road conditions. Are these claims, the 600 claims indeed, are they confined to the West Tyrone area or Greater Northern Ireland?
The 600 claims was processed to the department were for the whole of Northern Ireland, but 200 of those claims were in the West, and it's a huge startling number. But I know that the process in relation to claims for vehicle damage can be long and arduous, and it puts people off quite often. My office has helped process claims for people where their cars have been badly damaged as a result of potholes. But let's remember there's difficulties when it comes to reporting these potholes, that quite often these potholes are not repaired when it actually is reported. And that is the difficulty. And even when they are repaired, it's a patchwork job. But that is no reflection of the level of dedication and work of the people in the local offices in Omagh and Drabhan. Those people are doing the best they can with the resource that's there. And that's why today I am calling on the Minister to invest in these roads and give us a decent roads infrastructure, particularly when our people here depend on them heavily as they travel to work, to hospitals, to post offices, to banks, everyday life really. And it's a huge, huge issue, and it's actually locking out the potential of this area if we don't have a decent roads infrastructure.